my friend Jerry Dulek has set me up with a couple places in Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice.
That we're also going to review. Again, this goes back to I've played just about every and reviewed every public golf course in Northeast Ohio. So we're expanding it,
yeah.
You know, filling up the gas tank and going from there. But yeah. That's what took us to Eagle Sticks in Zanesville.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, what a unique piece of property this is. I consider in Northeast Ohio, Boulder Creek is one of the most unique.
Yeah.
Of course, in our area, but I've always considered it that. And Eagle Sticks, in a way, I could say the same about Eagle Sticks. It is unique. Every tee is elevated.
Yeah.
And every hole either goes down or up or both. I mean, there is not a level lie on this course. It's no. just fantastic, well-maintained, beautiful. And again, right up my alley, every hole is self-contained. You cannot hit into another fairway.
Yeah.
And it the terrain was just...
I actually would disagree with you there. I saw Mike Cairns. Remember Mike Cairns? Yes. Mike Cairns could hit it in other fairways at Eagle Sticks. He might be the only human I ever saw because he could hit a driver 100 yards offline.
All right, well, he must have got cut through the trees. But anyway, we're going to visit with the PGA professional and general manager at Eagle Sticks, and his name is a friend of yours named Kelly Morrow. Yeah.
Kelly Morrow, the PGA Director of Golf, General Manager at Eagle Sticks Golf Club. Kelly, thanks for your hospitality. Fantastic time here. I never knew there was so much elevation in Central Ohio.
Yeah, I think it surprises people. But, you know, as you, I know up in your part of the state, you've got a lot of that as well. And a lot of people think of us as not being that way. But really, kind of as you travel west towards Columbus, like right when you get just on the east side of Columbus is when it starts to level out. And then it's like from here to Cincinnati, you know, you can roll a bowling ball. But, yeah, we've got a lot of hills around here.
Yeah, this is a unique course. I mean, there's not a flat lie on this entire property, yeah, I don't think, right?
Yeah, it's not a long course, but that's what makes it kind of tough is you never get, like, a really level lie. You know, you always got to negotiate that. So,
and a lot of sand, too.
A lot of bunkers. Right?
And very deep bunkers.
Yes.
But the challenge there is tremendous because, like you said, there's a lot of shorter par fours, but the challenge begins on your second shot, really.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
How about a little history about Eagle Sticks?
Yeah, so Eagle Sticks was originally a horse farm, and the owners was the McClellan family. They lived in this farmhouse that's right next door. You might have seen it when you came in. And, yeah, they live in this farmhouse right over, or did, you know, when they were growing up. And at one point, couple of the brothers bought a restaurant right next door that existed and still part of this original building. We just kind of built everything around it. But they decided at one point they wanted to build a golf course. And so in June of 1990, that's when we opened up.
Wow. It feels a lot older than that. You know,
yeah.
With all the trees and
yep.
And the natural elevation. So you get a lot of play here? I mean, it's got to be one of the more
really
popular.
Busy. Yeah, we keep really busy. And the neat thing, you know, I've been here since 1992. At some point, we made a conscious decision that we weren't going to try to compete with all the local area courses for the local golfers because, quite frankly, there's just not a lot in this area. Mm-hmm. And so we really kind of got on this warpath where we went to trade shows all over Ohio, western Pennsylvania. We would go over to Indianapolis. And so, you know, here we are in little Zanesville, Ohio, and every day that you're here, you can find people from Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cleveland. You know, they just kind of come from all over. So we get a lot of neat relationships. We see people that come in here just once or twice a year, and so it's always new faces, and that kind of makes it fun.
Yeah, so it's only a two-hour drive from Cleveland, about an hour from Columbus.
Yep.
It's a real gem.
Yeah, well, thank you. I always say it's a fun golf course. That's how I describe it, it's fun.
It really is.
Yeah.
What about signature holes? What do you consider?
Well, I think that most people think of number 11. That's the par 5 that you might remember. And it's very recognizable because it has three pieces of a corn crib that serve as bridges yeah. You know, out on the golf course. Those corn crib were originally one long corn crib. There's five of them on the property. And they were originally one long corn crib that was on the farm, and they took it and they divided it up and used it. And it just kind of has a lot of character and makes it, you know, more recognizable. So that hole in particular stands out for a lot of people, plus the fact it's a really tough hole, as you might have noticed while you were out there.
But, 567 from the blue tee.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a really good hole. And also I would say number 8 is a very recognizable hole. So those are the two that I think of.
And all of your par threes are unique.
Yes,
that's what they like about them. There's, yeah. There's not a flat one. It's either straight up or straight down.
Yep.
With a lot of sand around it. And number 10 is a pretty hole over the ball.
It is very pretty. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people think of that as a signature hole as well because it ends up in a lot of pictures. You know, it's a really good one.
So you must get a lot of picturesque properties. So you host a lot of weddings and banquets.
We do. Yeah, we are a wedding destination for Central Ohio. Yeah, we've got two of them going on today, by the way.
All right, yeah.
Or not today, I'm sorry, tomorrow.
I saw the white chairs lined up on the 18th. And I thought I saw someone walking this course. I don't imagine you get a lot of walkers because of the elevation.
You probably did this morning. We've got one couple that comes out almost 3-4 times a week, and they go out first tee time usually, and they do walk. But other than them, You're doing something special if you catch somebody walking.
Yeah, it's a health test. Very good. Thanks so much for your hospitality. Enjoyed it. And I hope people come out to Eagle Sticks. They'll discover something they don't see too much in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that.
Kelly Morrow, PGA golf professional from Eagle Sticks. Great guy, number one. Great place. Did you eat there, Gross, when you guys were there? Did you have lunch? Food's great at Eagle Sticks. They got a nice little sports bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the amenities. Great sports bar.
Great little sports bar. I mean, that place fills up with non-golfers, right? I mean, it's like a restaurant.
It's more than a snack bar.
Yeah.
A lot of TVs, and I forgot. I think we were there. The U.S. Open was being played, so it was populated.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah. And Kelly, outside of, you know, how great Eagle Sticks is and how – we'll talk about it, I know, because we're going into part three. Is that number 10, that part three at Eagle Sticks? That's right.
Oh, what
alley.
A beautiful hole.
Yeah. We did a pin shot there back in the day. Not very many people.
A lot in the water, many on the green.
I think it ended up being into the wind that day. It was it's really cool. And Kelly's one of the best teachers in Ohio. I mean, he gives a lot of golf lessons, man. Kelly's, once it hits about 5 o'clock, you know, he's on that range tee and he's blowing out golf lessons and he's a very good teacher.
We should mention Michael Hurdson, the architect, the same one who, architect for Little Mountain.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is such a different piece of property than either of yours.
Well, Little Mountain's probably closer because it is up and down a little bit.
There.
Yeah, I mean, Stonewater's opposite of both of them, flat. Yeah. You know, Stonewater is something you'd feel like you'd see in Central Ohio, right? Just flat and, you know.
Yeah, and we should also say this, Zanesville is 2 hours from Cleveland, an hour east of Columbus.
So
it's right in the middle of the state and a lot of good golf down there, I'm noticing.
Well, and they do the Nine Stars of Golf package there with the Virtues, which you're going to play this week. So we'll be able to talk about that golf packaging too. So that's pretty good. Folks, Northfield Park Racino is your place for more rewards, more offers, and more funds. Join the new Rewards Club for free play, exclusive promotions, trips, cash. Everybody loves cash. And more. Grab great food and drink at Overtime Bar and Grill, then catch the live entertainment at Center Stage. Visit NorthfieldParkRacino.com today. Folks, we come back. We'll rate Eagle Sticks down in Zanesville right after the break on Tee It Up with Jimmy Haylen and Tony Gross. Welcome back to Tee It Up. Jimmy Haylen, Tony Grossi. It's time. I like that. It's time to rate Eagle Sticks, the General. Who'd you play with, General? I didn't even ask you.
Actually, I was alone on this one and joined up with a threesome.
Oh, good.
They paired me up with them. My son was unable to make this one. I played this the day after we played Zanesville Country Club a week ago.
Your son played at Zanesville, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I was solo on this one, so...
Now, you know, it's funny. That's how much you love golf because you just get paired up with random people. You're good with it. Like, were they Browns fans, these people?
No, they were actually Bengals fans.
So they didn't know who you were?
No.
That's kind of nice.
It was, I mean, throughout the course of the round, it, you know, what do you do for a living? Actually, the one guy was a Packers fan. He had a Green Bay Packers bag.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
And then the guy I was in the cart with was a Bengals fan, and that was interesting. So that's what led me to tell him who I was because – I told him I know a lot about the Bengals.
Yeah, well, I mean, you and I, you know, we talk a lot of golf, but you like talking football, so it's not like it would bother you if it was three Browns fans and ask him, probably was less stress on you to have Bengals and Packers fans, you know, just to play your game and look at, you know, focus on Eagle Sticks a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. All right, well, let's get this rating started, Carm.
Condition.
Well, the condition was excellent at every level of this course. The tees, the greens, the rough, again, was cut short, but it was penal, you know, if you got in it. 90 bunkers on this course, Jimmy, and most of them are very, very deep. That's one of the architectural, right, hallmarks of Herdson.
Yeah.
And they were all in excellent shape.
Yeah.
And the greens were all undulating. No flat putts on this or level putts. Everything condition-wise was excellent. A 5.0 for Eaglestick.
Wow, that's good for condition right there.
This is a public course.
Yeah, public golf course. Yeah, I mean, if they do have members, it's like a small public membership, right, like we do at Little Mountain. But yeah, it's almost all public. And they do a ton of stay and play. That's their whole in, is people come in for packages and stuff from outside of Zanesville. All right, what do we got next, Carm?
Playability.
Okay, from Kelly Morrow indicated it's short course yardage-wise, but don't be fooled by that. From the blue tees I played, it was 61-24, par 70, a 68.9 rating, and a 118 slope. I thought that was very low. It should have been higher than that, because it was harder than that because of the terrain. I mean, again, it felt like you were in West Virginia with these hills.
Yeah.
But extremely fun to play. It's not a course that you would walk, although, as I mentioned in the interview, there were two walkers who just... It's their tradition to walk this course. Elevation on every hole, fantastic scenic views. Every hole is either uphill or downhill, but every tee is elevated, which just encourages great hits, right?
Beauty, too.
And this was the kind of course where you hit the ball, smack it down the middle of the fairway. You don't know whether it's going to bounce left, right, or whatever. That's another challenge. The real challenge, though, lies in the shots to the green, and I love that. Playability, 5.0 plus. Fun.
Enjoyable playability. Yep. Love it. All right, Eagle Sticks with 5.0. What do we got next, Carm?
Par threes.
Oh, here we go.
Well, you know this is going to be high if I've lauded this course already.
Yeah.
Okay, they were 155 yards. One, two, three, four, five. Five par threes. That's a plus to begin with. 155 yards. No water, but a very deep and narrow green. 139, which is a great distance for a par three, I think. Straight downhill. 168 yards, number 10, over water.
Beautiful
hole. Bunkers all over that place. 165 yards from number 12 and 140 yards from number 17. All are excellent with great elevation, either up or down, and bunkers everywhere. A 5.0.
Wow, Eagle Sticks is on fire with the general right now. 5.0. Carm, let's end it up. Amenities.
Amenities, they had a nice range there. And, of course, you mentioned Max Sports Grill, where you can get
great
food. And I'm going to tweet out a picture of a Bloody Mary I got at the turn at Max Sports Grill, which was one of the best I've had.
So let me guess, you played better on the back nine after.
Yeah. Actually, par number 10, right out of that. And yet, one of the things I liked, first of all, they had rangers.
Yeah.
Which you don't see on public courses much anymore.
Yeah.
And you need them at this course. There's a lot of places to lose balls, and they keep the action going. And also, I love the ability to phone in, you know, before you get to the ninth hole.
Phone in
order.
Yep.
And they have a sign there and the number you call. I know there's a number of courses in Northeast Ohio who do that, and that's a great idea to speed up play so that you're not waiting at the turn.
Yeah.
Another 5.0.
Whoa. Well, is that have we ever had 5.0 across the board?
We'll see.
All right, Carm, let's finish it up.
Value.
I'm getting nervous.
All right, value. Okay, so the value pricing, you know, depending on the day and the time, could range anywhere from $59 to $84 on a weekend. Yeah. Most people would consider that high for a public course, but I will tell you that, again, it's unique. Yeah, you're paying for something that you don't see every day.
Yeah.
They have a senior special as low as $39. That's terrific, but that's the middle of the week. But when you take into account the drive, and you know, you'd like to pair this up with another course in the area, right? And like stay overnight. So I did give the grade for value at 4.75.
Whoa! I don't think we've ever had fives across the board.
I don't know on a public course, but we're getting closer every week.
Yeah, yeah, maybe in private, but all right.
So this was just outstanding.
Yeah.
And I would recommend anybody who, again, you can make it a one-day drive and come back, but pair it up with something like Denison is in the area, yeah. Apple Valley is another
Virtues,
good
you know, yeah, is the over Virtues, there. Yeah. Yeah, or try to get on Zanesville Country Club if you got to pull like Tony Grossi.
That's the Ebenezer Zane tour right there. So anyway, it was a lot of fun, great hospitality, great people out there at Eagle Sticks.
Well, and I think if you've been to Eagle Sticks before, the one thing that I would say, and Kelly Morrow and I talk about this all the time, is that if you've been to Little Mountain, you know, into 27 years that we've been open, you're going to catch it in years that it's in good shape, and you're going to catch it in years that, you know, hey, maybe we needed to redo the bunkers, or maybe we need to do that. Eagle Sticks, if you enjoyed it, but, you know, sometimes the condition is, you know, different years. From everything I've heard from you, Kelly, and everybody, the Eagle Sticks is as good a shape as it's been in ever right now.
And you know what? I can't imagine how beautiful this course must be in the fall. The colors change.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing but trees on every hole.
Yep.
And they're far enough away that they don't come into play on every single hole. You know? I mean, Mike Cairns might.
Yeah, he could kill somebody on a different hole.
If you hit the fairways or just off the fairways, you got 20, 30 yards to deal with either way. So that.
And it requires what Eagle Sticks requires is it requires you to think a little bit before you hit that shot. Okay, what's going to happen? Because the ball's above my feet, and I have an uphill lie, right? So, as you know, if you swing at that normally and aim it at the flag, you're going to pull it left and miss the green. So you have to think through some, even a little 120-yard shot into the green. There's rarely a time where you're just sitting there on a flat lie, which I think that brings a lot into golf. And I think if you watch even the tour, that causes issues. Wind and uneven lies are the two things that even tour players struggle with.
Is so deceiving. Yeah. 6,100 sound, you know, but it was very challenging. And again, so much fun to play.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah. Really, really good. All right, folks, we come back. We're going to talk a little more golf. Go ahead, Tom.